can provide the City Council and Fairbanks North Scarborough Assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public.
Thank you. And do you take the roll call as well?
Yes, I can do that.
Or do we have a secretary?
I guess for that purpose, I am the secretary, yeah.
Okay.
Andrew Aquino.
I am here.
Wendy Tisland.
Here.
Kelvin Lee. Cheyenne Kuplak.
Present.
Shalissa Thomas. Dorothy Shockley.
Here.
Juanita Webb.
Here.
Timothy Ledna.
Here.
Mayor Matherly. Miss Foster Snow. Angela Foster Snow.
Here.
And June Rogers.
Here.
Thank you. So we have a quorum. Timothy, would you mind leading us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, introduction of members. Is this where we ask the question?
Yeah.
Sure. You can introduce ourselves and answer the question.
Okay. Okay. Andrew came up with the question. Thank you so much, Andrew. I appreciate it. So the question is, considering the DAP key priorities areas, which one action can you commit to completing this year and why? And I will start with June.
Actually, since I'm a non-voting member and all of that, I think you should go on to everyone else and maybe you can last. Thank you.
Okay. So, Timothy, can you?
I apologize to the committee. I am unprepared. I'm looking up the DAP to refresh my memory and will in a moment be able to answer. If there's anyone that did their homework, I think we should call on them.
Okay. Well, if anybody wants to volunteer?
I will go. Hey, everybody, again. Andrea Aquino. I work in the Office of the President for the University of Alaska. Because I have priority number three top of mind, looking at the task of consider diverse representation when appointing seats on councils, the way that I would like to exercise and incorporate that tenet into my work is by making sure that there are pretty solid expectations of hiring committees where I work, and then going from the recruitment process all the way from application to employee onboarding. I would like to make sure that there's diverse representation, and then also affinity groups are noted in any employee onboarding collateral. And that, I believe, is my answer. Thank you for asking.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Wendy, have you had a chance to look at the DAP?
I've been looking at it every month for a while now. And I was not prepared for the question, though, so I apologize for that. I think, too, just, I don't know what to say at this point. It's a long document to try to pull something out of real quick without having thought about it, so I apologize.
Yeah.
I have reviewed the document, and I am prepared. I am now prepared.
Okay, Timothy.
I'm newly prepared.
Okay.
So I just want to be honest and say that the most attractive goals are the ones we eliminated. For me, the most attractive goals for me were the community outreach and diversity promotion goals, and we eliminated those, and I believe we made that formal. And so just as an FYI, the website probably needs an update because I pulled it off the website and they're still there, which kind of got me excited for a second, and then I realized not so much. looking at education and training, goal 4, there's a box that talks about developing and maintaining collaborative partnerships with other groups. So as the treasurer of the Fairbanks Wellness Coalition and a member of the Fairbanks Prevention Alliance and Opioid Work Group and the coordinator of the Reentry Coalition, the coordinator of the Housing and Homeless Coalition, and so many other things that I belong to. Me and June are in a competition to see who can belong to more groups. I will always keep in the back of my mind how my work with the Diversity Council can help what it says, develop and maintain collaborative partnerships, and look for ways to further make people aware of our mission statement when I'm in those meetings. Obviously, there's not an opportunity every single time to be direct about that, but I think I can commit to always being mindful that I take opportunities when they arise to share with people that I'm on the Diversity Council and what our mission is. And then I also our city clerk and current secretary providing secretarial duties mentioned that I go to a lot of public meetings. And again, June and I are in competition to see who can go to the most public meetings. But I was at council meeting yesterday, and it says provide periodic updates to the Fairbanks City Council. And so if June is there to do that, that's awesome. She's on the council, so she obviously has to be there. But I'm also willing to provide those updates. I've never been to a borough assembly meeting, so maybe that's the next step. And I'm sorry, June, I saw that funny look you gave. I don't mean – I was just being trying to be cute. I didn't mean to be offensive.
You're not being offensive. Not at all. I'm just humored.
Thank you, Timothy. Appreciate it.
Has everyone given their thoughts at this point?
Well, let me see. Cheyenne, have you had a chance?
Dorothy, unfortunately, Cheyenne is no longer on the Zoom call, which means we've lost a quorum. We could continue with this part of the meeting since there's no action to be taken, and adjourn after that if she doesn't return.
Okay. Juanita, are you still on?
Yes. So I would say probably for me, education and training, what I've found in not only diversity, but with, especially with disabled, a lot of times it's just about education and training. So I definitely would be willing to commit to working in that area throughout the next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Well, it looks like I am up next, unless Angela would like to go.
Are you talking about the question?
Yes, I am. But okay. Angela, are you? You're not on the council.
I'm a non-voting person too. I'm not. Okay. I'm not a real member. dead. But
okay. Okay, thank you. Well, for me, well, we say introduction of members, so just introducing myself again, Dorothy Shockley, member of the Upper Koyukon Athabascan Tribe of the Interior, and I'm currently unemployed, although I do have my own business, but I had the chance to look at our DAP, and it's really hard not to, I mean, just to kind of zero in on one area. I mean, we have the, you know, the number one goal, internal city processes, and then I guess the only one that I wouldn't really be interested in is financial resources, but that's important though. But I think goal three, the internal city policies and procedures, I'm very interested in. And, you know, just working to make sure we have a more diverse employment pool. And maybe, I'm not sure exactly which one to do first, but review city affirmation action plan, offer recommendation changes as needed, but also there was one on culture. But I think they're all important, and I would be willing to commit to, I guess, first of all, review the affirmation action plan and offer recommendations such as changes as needed. So that would be mine. Thank you all. Thank you, Andrew, for coming up with questions. Really appreciate that. And I guess, is there anything else we can do if we don't have a quorum?
Well, we could do citizens' comments, but there are no citizens here or online. But really, we can't approve anything else, Chair Shockley.
All we can do is remind folks that to toss in their hat if they're interested in serving as vice chair.
Oh, yes. Okay. I do have a couple of questions.
Okay.
If that's okay to ask now. I mean, they're just having to do with our diversity council. Timothy brought up a good point in regards to who updates the borough on the diversity council?
I can say that when it is my turn as a city rep to attend a borough meeting, but that's only three times per year. I do bring information about the diversity council, but I'm not sure if others, when they're at the borough, are doing that. They have their own.
And Dorothy?
Open reports.
Uh-huh. Dorothy, this is Wendy. And so I'm basically appointed by Mayor Ward and fill a position or a seat, I should say, that's allocated to the borough for them to fill. And so basically I update him every month. I go in and I say, have you filled my position yet? Because I retired 6 months ago. And he says, no, will you please keep going? So that's kind of what's going on right now with Mayor Ward, as far. But I don't go to the borough assembly meetings unless he were to ask me to bring something forward to the assembly itself. So it is pretty limited between. I report back to Mayor Ward, not to the borough assembly as a whole.
Okay.
Can I dovetail off your question, Dorothy?
Yes.
I guess it's a question for Danny. does Mayor Ward also get to see the applicant pool for members of the Diversity Council? Say if I know somebody and I wanted to point them in the direction of the application, and I know that they're in the borough, would they have access to it, or would you have to push it over to them?
They don't have access to our same boards and commissions system, but I do send information their way whenever there's a vacancy or we're trying to recruit for that position. Of course, okay. I'll say that we're a little selfish in that we try to fill our own positions first when we get applicants. But yes, we do share information.
Okay. And as I mentioned just a bit ago, every time I am city rep at the borough meetings, I always call attention to the openings for whatever boards and commissions might have a need. And Danny, maybe you can fill us in on something that you had suggested a bit earlier in the month, perhaps about if council members wanted some assistance in doing a bullet report or something. Is that something then maybe we could start doing so that each and every person who is representing the city goes over there with certain definite things that are being said?
Sure. I offered it up to the council. If they choose, they can contact me prior to their meeting. They each take a turn representing the city at borough assembly meetings. Each of them have 3 turns a year, the mayor and council. So if they want, they can contact me and I'll give them a little summary to help them be concise and give a good report to the assembly on what the city's been up to. And I can include, when they ask, a diversity council update in that information. I'm only doing that on an inquiry only basis. So I'm not pushing it on them that they have to use my report, but if they ask me to, I will do that. And so far, 2 members have asked me to do that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So as far as regulations for the Diversity Council, are there any requirements, regulations, stipulations? And I guess, and I'll follow up, I'll ask the next question that I have in regards to the Diversity Council. Is the Diversity Council, I guess I asked this in regards to, I'm sorry?
I don't think anyone was.
I think there was just feedback, Dorothy.
Okay. So maybe I should know this, but I don't. As far as the Diversity Council and the guarantee that it continues, are there guarantees in regards to continuing the Diversity Council? If we were to get a new mayor or, borough saying, they didn't want the Diversity Council, is that a guarantee?
I'm not sure which questions you want me to answer. I can answer them. I just don't want to run over anybody.
Okay.
June, did you want me to explain or did you want to?
Go ahead because you have a certain code memory, perhaps, that you could add to this. But I can state that this, this committee was formed as a commission, a council, rather, by Mayor Eberhardt, and that it started out with the mayor being the chair of that, and that we've moved along and made changes on this as we've gone. So change can happen. But I think that the actual continuation of any form of committee or activity on behalf of the governing body is, I think, what keeps it moving is to be vital and productive and And I think that that's the one thing I would feel needs discussion and needs attention, is to make certain that we have people populating the council.
So Dorothy, there was, I think your question was two-part, and I'll just add to what June said. The Diversity Council does have a policy and procedure outline, sort of things that have come along, that have come up, and they've made some rules around those things. Andrew and I looked at this probably within the last six to eight months and realized that it really needs to be updated, because some of the some things have really changed since it was updated last. And so I think after, you know, maybe after we get past some of these things that we've been working on, like the diversity action plan and the land acknowledgement and the 7 points, maybe that's something that the council can tackle, updating these things. Secondly, you asked about the Diversity Council going away and the potential for that. Not that you want it to. I made it sound like you want it to, and that's not what I meant. In order for that to happen, an ordinance would have to be introduced by either the mayor or one of the six council members, and it would have to have a majority vote, two readings, and a majority vote to do so. So anything that changes with the Diversity Council code in the Fairbanks General Code, or to make it fall away, would have to be done in a public meeting with a public hearing, two readings by an ordinance, and a majority vote on that ordinance.
Okay. That's very helpful. Thank you.
And this is just
definitely, I think working on the policies and procedures would be great. I guess the other thing that I'd like to bring up, and maybe this would be kind of go into maybe my report, but I've been thinking, since I haven't met the other council members for the Diversity Council, I was thinking it would be nice if we could have some sort of gathering, whether it be a luncheon or a dinner of some sort, so that we could get together and meet each other. I think that would be something that would be nice for us to do, since we really haven't met. I haven't met most people in person anyway. So just give an opportunity for us to get to know each other better.
I remember from years in the past doing we have Mayor Eberhardt's birthday here one year. During Diversity Council, we had, you know, snacks and stuff in the back of the room. It's like, if we could all just get to a meeting and we could all come here, you know, we could do a little, bring some snacks or something, a little potluck kind of thing. That sounds nice, but it's like, it's such a challenge just to get us all together for a meeting. If we brought food, though, you know, they say if you bring food, then people come to the meeting. So maybe, Dorothy, you're on to something, and we just need to have a face-to-face. Is there something that indicates, like, how, because this actually was a question I was going to ask, still continuing to do the Zoom thing? I mean, I assume that was a pandemic-implemented thing. Is it just going to continue on and on? Is there any end? I noticed some of the meetings that the city's doing are all Zoom. You know, because as long as we have this split, some people here present and some people on the computer, it's hard to form bonds and get to know each other, I guess. So, but as long as we're going to continue to do that, we're going to have this split. So.
You're correct, Wendy, that it was something that we just did for because of the pandemic, and then we still stuck with, decided to continue with hybrid, just so folks like me, who would have been completely late to the meeting, could log in right away, just for accessibility. and So I think that would be something that Dorothy, as chair, would be able to bring up later on once we have quorum, if she decides to change the modality of the meetings and would like everybody to be in person or hybrid still or strictly virtual, then she could bring that up.
Or even just one meeting, like maybe Dorothy would suggest, you know, meeting where we have a little potluck and at least get to know each other a little bit. Anyway.
Yeah, I think it'd be something that would be nice maybe on a quarterly basis. Mm-hmm. I know 5:30 is kind of early, especially for those that work till 5 or later. And so rushing, I knew when I had my job, it was really hard to get to the city office by 5 o'clock. So, and it just depends on where you live and where you're at. So, that's definitely something to think about. I know at one point we did a poll in regards to changing the time, and I don't know if that's still something that we can discuss as well, but maybe making it 6 o'clock or something, but just some thoughts that I've had. So,
well, I'm glad to hear all of the thoughts that are happening, because for myself, Angela can tell you that we both go back to the year 2014 when this all started, and it was a wonderful idea, and it's gone up and down and up and down and around all sorts of different turns in the road. And the sad situation is that we continue to come to this problem of lack of quorum. And a lot of things have been tried. Andrew, you can affirm that one of the very first things when you were involved that we were doing was getting together for a meal, remember? And yes, it was great and it was wonderful. And then all of a sudden, pandemic came and kind of just
swept that was my first off meeting.
And we were getting back into working on the action plan. And I know earlier when you were asking about the action plan, I didn't want to be the first person talking about it because I am a non-voting member, but I did look at it. I've looked at it many, many times over the years, and I still have a similar opinion to what I had the first go around, was that it's a very complex program for a committee that is to be an advisory committee to the city council. And it is drawn up in a way that appears as if there's some sort of autonomy there. And so we're constantly going up against, oh, well, there's no budget, there's no this, there's no that. And so I think there we need to have a real understanding of what the reality of the circumstances are. And Andrew, if you remember, that was what we were talking about at that potluck that we all had that night was, let's have a really good reality check. And so I think we're due for that again. and you were wonderful at leading the charge and the direction and the conversation. And if you look at my papers here, I've got things circled like, you know, over and over and over that, you know, like, okay. I know we went through one series of time for probably over a year with people wanting to talk about the budget. There is no budget. It's just not here. It never was intended to be in the very beginning. Mayor Eberhardt didn't have a budget for it. Mayor Matherly hasn't had a budget for it. It's something that as was needed, like for a banner for the International Friendship Day or something over at Pioneer Park, for those kinds of things, could request to the mayor to, if they wanted to support that, to, you know, use something from their contingency fund. That's the only dollars that have ever been authorized. And so when we look at the circumstances of our parameters in a way that's unrealistic, we wind up not being able to follow through on certain dreams and plans and things. And then we have folks who lose interest, and we go back to recruiting again. So we've done that full circle several times. And I hesitate to be the naysayer about things, but on the other hand, I've seen it regularly happen that way. So I bring it up again, just as it's a friendly neighbor observation or some such. You know what I'm saying? If you can see that something's happening close by you, and you don't bring attention to it, especially so when people are trying to solve the situation, and you do have some past history information about it, I just think it's necessary to bring it up. But I am also in the answer to what are you willing to do about it? I'm willing to stay, and that could be after I've got 2 years left on city council. At that point, I can be a voting member of the commission again. So that's what I would say, is that I am long term for whatever it is that we decide we need to do in order to accomplish the dreams and goals of the people who have come before this committee, not just those who are here tonight, but the dozens of people who have served on this committee over, you know, several years now.
Or, June, after 2 more years of city council, you could become mayor.
I don't think so.
Well, thank you, June. I really appreciate your comments.
You're very welcome. I thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah. I believe I was close by in the city council office, I believe, or a building, when there was maybe talk or maybe the first advisor or diversity council meeting. And I was so excited. One of my goals had been to serve on this council. And so I appreciate this opportunity, but at the same time, I guess I'm kind of with you, June. It has great potential, I believe. But I feel like, you know, as an advisory committee, I mean, we're just very limited on what we can do and what we can say. I see in the paper where the different meetings are advertised. I don't know if the diversity council meeting has ever been, you know, advertised in there. Mm-hmm. Talking to people, I mean, the majority of the people aren't aware of the diversity council. And I feel that's such a disservice to our city. And somehow, you know, I would like to see more people aware of the diversity council. And I think being more of a voice for our city. And I'm not sure exactly how we go about doing that. So, more thoughts. Thank you.
Could I ask a question right now, please, Dorothy?
Yes, yes.
Angela, could you maybe give us a quick overview of how many things have been helpful and positively changed for you in hiring practice because of being able to work with and through this council?
I think there's been a lot of things. I mean, but the main thing is being able to rely on you as just part of the hiring process. I know Andrew, June, several past members have been a part of the interview panel. And I think that not only gave us some insight from outside of the city, obviously, but I think it also gave the diversity council members an opportunity to see that, you know, we are really trying to attract a diverse applicant pool. And we can't control who applies and who doesn't. And we have, you know, we've struggled with a lot of different areas of diversity, but we've also grown in leaps and bounds in regard to diversity over the last 5 years. So I think there's an acknowledgement piece on both sides, but having the Diversity Council active in that has been a really helpful thing. Back when Doug Tooley was on the council, he reviewed our handicap accessibility policy, and that was another great thing because he, you know, obviously he was just somebody that was living it, and he was able to tell us what we did wrong and what we did right, and very, very educational. So I guess that's the thing that I think that this council can bring to support me is just, you know, sharing your information and your knowledge and your guidance and but also, you know, realizing that we're two people working for over 200. So we really do have a lot on our plate. That's not an excuse. Our mission is to create a diverse working staff at the city. And I'm very committed to that. So I hope that answered your question.
And how many people who are here tonight, besides myself, who have volunteered to sit in on one of the interview processes with you?
Andrew is the only other one right now, yeah.
It's a wonderful way, Dorothy. I would suggest that you, and for each and every person on this committee to be part of that interviewing of candidates for public safety positions.
So far, I feel like that where is where my value added lies heavily. Is from the two panels that I did sit on. I really felt like that was not, I was just contributing more outside of city chambers, that it was just a community impact. And I was able mm-hmm. to see that, yes, my voice might align or diverge from the other folks on the panel, but I am doing my part to make sure that the Diversity Council's values are shared during that interview process, mm-hmm. and really making sure that, say, questions asked are equitable. Like, for example, if I were to, if someone were to ask a question and then the same question was asked of another candidate, but someone on the panel decided to ask a follow-up question, I'm able to say, okay, well, are we going to consider the answer to the second question because we didn't ask any of the other candidates that question? Just giving that type of information and framing, it felt very rewarding just sitting on those panels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, definitely, I would be interested. I don't know how often do you send out an email letting people, the committee, know if what opportunities there are to participate, or do we volunteer first and then we get the updates or opportunities, I guess.
Talking away on mute here. The police department and the fire department both have a list of diversity council members that we keep updated for them. And they use that list to call people. But if I know ahead of time, like you mentioned earlier, that you might not be working full time right now, that makes you a prime candidate because your accessibility. Poor June, for a while there, I mean, I think she thought she was hired as an interviewer because we were calling her because she had some flexibility in her time. And so, but yeah, I think that they reach out. If I say, hey, I think this is a a member that would really like to do this, and I can do that, Dorothy. And I, like I said, with your increased availability, I think that would be wonderful. And we don't have a lot of, we don't do it a lot of times, but when we do, there's several, so it takes like a day or half a day, and so it's just, it's a commitment, but I think it's really worth it. And I'm just trying to think of what we might have coming up. The way that it's written, it's that the Diversity Council should be on every panel of public safety employee that is a supervisor. But we've increased it to the police department, to officers as well. So, and again, not having you have to do it a lot of times is a sign that we're not having a lot of turnover. But but on the other hand, no, we would definitely like to have you, Dorothy, on one of the panels.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, if there's any, if there aren't any other questions or comments, and we don't have a quorum, right?
Right. I have a couple of things to add, Dorothy, if that's okay. It's Danny.
Okay. Okay.
Wendy and I were talking before the meeting, and I just want to remind everybody that we do have two vacancies, and Wendy's also trying to officially retire as her, from her position. So really three opportunities for people to serve. So please continue to help getting the get the word out of these vacancies. Dorothy, you had a question about advertising, and we are so I'll say advertising is very expensive, and the only meetings that we advertise the agenda for is the city council meetings. However, that being said, we do follow the Open Meetings Act, and we do advertise the date, time, location of every city board and commission meeting. My office does that in a weekly meetings ad that appears in every Sunday's paper. So, yes, the short answer is yes, okay. Diversity Council meetings are advertised. And there was one more thing that I wanted to share. Timothy mentioned earlier that the DAP on the website was not updated, and that will stay not updated until the official Diversity Action Plan is approved by the City Council, because the Diversity Council is amending and providing a recommendation only. So that's when that'll change, and that's all I have.
Has that already been presented to them?
No. Had we had a quorum tonight, I think this would have been the final vote on that document to move it forward to that level.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Are there any other comments or questions?